Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It's Thursday, August 28th, 2014, and I'm here in Clearwater, Florida, where the sun is shining and it's a beautiful day. And we're going to talk about water today. Water is one of my favorite subjects because it's so important to every function of your body. And if you want to remove toxic chemicals from your body, you need to drink water. You need to drink a lot of water, and you need to drink water that doesn't have toxic chemicals in it. But what we're going to talk about today is something that goes beyond removing toxic chemicals. We did a show about this subject a few weeks ago, where we were talking about living water and having the water be structured in a different way that is not like tap water, but it is like water is in nature. We're going to talk more about that today and talk about a different way in order to achieve that. My guest today is Brian Moores. He's the president of Healthy Earth LLC, which is the U.S. distributor for Flaska water bottles. I've known about Flaska water bottles for a while, but I got an email from one of my readers who just loved her Flaska bottle, and she said, "You must have a Flaska bottle," and sent one to me. And it really does change the water, and Brian's going to talk to us about how it changes the water. Hi, Brian.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. The sun is also shining here in Wisconsin. It's a beautiful day outside, so very, very, very enjoyable day to be here on this healthy earth.
Good, good. Yeah, me too here. So tell us how you got interested in Flaska bottles and the whole subject of living water.
Well, water has always been a big proponent of mine in my my diet. I'll attest to my healthiness is based upon the fact that I drink a lot of water during the day. I haven't been to see a doctor, and I can't tell you how long. And again, the only thing that I see that I do differently is I drink a lot of water. A few years back, I was visiting a friend in California, and he also had another friend that came and joined us for dinner one evening, and he had been in Europe and was introduced to this product, Flaska, which was a glass water bottle. And he showed it to me and, you know, said, "Hey, you know, you got to try this." And he did a little taste test for me and said, "Here, try this tap water, and here, try the water out of the Flaska bottle." And my taste was not that phenomenal, but I could really tell a difference. There was something different about this water. And I said, "What did you do to it?" And he said, "I didn't do anything. The Flaska bottle did. It restructured the water. So it's better for you. You know, it gives it a crisper, cleaner taste." So he said, "Well, the company is looking for a distributor here in the United States so they can get their product introduced and have people start drinking, you know, structured water here in the United States as much as they are over there in Europe." So I contacted the CEO, and long story short, here I am today.
Well, I'm very glad that you are here today with this bottle. So tell us more about structured water. Explain what that is.
Well, structured water, when water comes out of nature, it has a very tight molecular structure. It's very it's very defined as far as, you know, the way it is. You know, the water is H2O, right? Hydrogen and oxygen. So the structure is very, very tight. And as it flows through streams, if you ever watch water in a stream, it actually goes into these vortexes as it crosses through, across rocks and through certain areas of the stream. Those vortexes are actually keeping the water very structured. And everything in nature is actually vibrating. We don't feel the vibrations, but if you sit on a natural stone, there's actually vibrations that are going through our system. Well, that vibrational information and structure is there in water, and it's very clean and very crisp and very pure. Well, as it flows through to us, it becomes very stagnant at times, and it doesn't have that vortex effect that keeps its structure. And so by the time it comes out of our tap or through our filtering system so that we're drinking nice, you know, filtered clean water, we basically have lost all the structure in the water. And our bodies are made up of structured water. Our bodies are carrying information, and the structure helps carry that information throughout our body. Our body naturally recognizes structured water. So that's why it's important that, you know, the stuff coming out of our tap isn't very structured. We want to add that structure back, put the structure back into the water so that our body recognizes water better.
So what are the benefits of drinking this water? How is it different in your body then?
Once again, the body recognizes water, right? The water. We need water, like you mentioned in your opening. Water is very essential. One of the main reasons is for rinsing toxins out of our body. So it's very, very, very important that we're drinking a lot of water throughout the day so that we're rinsing toxins through our body. The other reason for water is so that we stay hydrated. As we get older, that becomes more and more difficult. Well, if we're drinking a substance that the body better recognizes, the body is more apt to absorb some of that substance into it. So unstructured water, the body basically flushes toxins through the system. Body doesn't recognize it as well, absorbs them, so you stay hydrated, but doesn't do as good a job. Structured water, the body recognizes, and it tends to absorb more. You're still able to have that flushing effect with the water, but now you're also staying better hydrated by drinking a structured water.
Yeah. Water, it's just so important. I drink water all day long. I literally have a bottle of water on my desk. I actually now have flask of bottles on my desk. I literally drink water all day long. It's just sitting here, and I just sip it and sip it and sip it and sip it. And I recognize that people who aren't sitting at a desk all day long probably, you know, don't always have water with me. But I know also, too, that a lot of people carry bottles of water with them. And one of the things about your bottle is that it's not heavy. Let's see, I have an empty one and a full one. The empty one is not heavy. Well, the full one isn't either. But it's also that your bottles are really designed to be able to be carried and dropped and all those things. It's not going to just shatter if you drop it. And your bottles have sleeves on them. I know you have some cotton ones and some neoprene ones. I have the one that you have that has a cork sleeve. And so if you drop this bottle with the cork sleeve, the cork is protecting it from that impact. So it really, these bottles, even if you weren't interested in the structured water part, which I think people should be interested in, it's just a really great water bottle.
Yeah, we've done a lot to be sure that, and again, I say we, because I feel like a part of the Flashka family over there in Slovenia. They're a very small company, and it's been very fun being involved with them. But you know, they've gone through a lot to make sure that the bottle itself was very well designed and very durable. I've actually just dropped the bottle itself without the protective sleeve. I don't recommend that. However, you know, it does. It has been very durable, and as you know, with drops onto, different surfaces. I've never dropped one on concrete or asphalt, but with the sleeve I have, I've dropped it with the sleeve and onto concrete. My daughter has, and other friends, and they tell me time and time again about how durable it is. So we've done a lot to do that and keep it so that you're not buying a glass bottle, which is, you know, by far the best material that you could be drinking water from. You know, but again, we want to make it so that if you do by accident drop it or one of your kids knocks it off the table, it's not going to shatter on you, and now you don't have your water bottle.
Yeah. We need to go to break. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad. My guest today is Brian Morris. He's the president of Healthy Earth LLC, the U.S. distributor for Flaska water bottles. And we'll be right back after this. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is Brian Morris. He's the president of Healthy Earth LLC, which is the U.S. distributor for Flaska water bottles. Very specific, special water bottles that make your water more structured to be like water in nature. Brian, tell us about what is the technology behind how the water gets restructured?
What we do with our water bottles is we program the silicone dioxide in the water bottle. So glass is made up of roughly 73% sand. So we take information from nature, the natural information that nature provides us through the nature's vibration, and we take that and we transfer that information during our production process into the silicone in the glass of the bottle. And it, that information is held in that silicone. When you fill up the bottle with water, that information is then transferred. It recognizes water as a natural something from nature, and it transfers that natural information into the water, and that is what then restructures the water. And we have done test results, you know, the tests that show that, you know, we have very unstructured water, 5 to 10 minutes being in the Flaska bottle, and now you have a very structured water. And it's, our process takes about 90 minutes with each bottle. So each bottle has to be, during the manufacture process, has to be programmed. And again, so it's a very slow process of programming that sand, but it lasts a very long time. Right now, we've tested our bottles because the company has only been in business since 2009, so we've had 5 years of testing. And the programmed information is still very, very strong in the silicone and the glass after 5 years. So we're still getting structuring of the water even after 5 years of that information in the sand of the bottle.
I'm trying to figure out what to ask you next. What I want to say is, I first, so if this sounds strange to those of you who are listening, like that you can program information into sand and put it in the bottle. I first heard about this, a number of years ago, even before Flaska bottles existed. There was a book called, The Hidden Messages in Water. And there's actually several books in that series now. And it talked about, do you want to tell the story about that? Because I don't remember all the details, but what I remember about the book, it's been so long since I read it, is that the author of the book, Mr. Emoto,
Dr. Emoto,
I don't remember how he discovered this. Do you remember that part of it about how you discovered it? But the point was that the structure of the water could change by things which affected it, and it could be your thoughts can affect it. Your, you know, you could put a mineral like a quartz crystal or something next to it, and it would affect it. And he found, and I hope you'll tell us more of this because, again, I'm not remembering every detail, but that you could actually look at the water under a microscope and that the structure changed from being disorganized to organized. And there's gorgeous, gorgeous pictures. You can just look them up on the internet. There's gorgeous pictures of these water crystals. So tell us more about that.
Yeah, Dr. Emoto actually was where we had our Flaska water bottles tested. We had our bottles tested at his lab. And you're absolutely correct. Dr. Emoto's work really involves more of the transfer of good thoughts and good feelings and all of these natural, you know, all around us there's frequencies being, you know, emitted by our bodies, by, you know, our energy leaving our bodies. Well, that energy, you know, those good thoughts that we're having is transmitted into water. Again, it's the water then takes those good thoughts, and he showed it with different forms of music, different words that he would imprint, and different, you know, all kinds of different things that he would use to show how water could restructure. And he did the opposite, too. He had people that would actually, a family that would walk in, and they had two jars, one with water, and both of them had rice in the jars, and they were filled with water, and they walked every day. They came home from school or work, and they would walk up to one jar, and they would say good thoughts to it, and then they would walk up to the other jar, and they'd say negative thoughts to it. And after 30 days of doing this, the water and the rice in the jar that they were giving the negative thoughts to was awful. But the one that they were giving the positive thoughts, everything was very crisp, very clean. And again, the idea is that, you know, it is very hard to grasp and say, okay, how do you program information? You know, but there's so many things we don't know about. You know, how do I get a picture on my cell phone, right? I don't know. It's there, it's just there, right? My grandson, right? But, okay, so I have to be open to that and understanding and seeing that, you know, there are things that happen. And you're right, there's so much beauty in nature that we don't, you know, totally understand how things happen. So, you know, the programming of the information that we put into the bottle, again, it's a little bit difficult to grasp and understand, but it's really all about energy. It's all about positive energy. And that's what we have in our body.
That makes total sense to me. I mean, when I read Dr. Yamoto's book, I was distilling my water at the time, and I was storing it in a earthenware dispenser, and I wrote all these good words all over my dispenser, and I put crystals in the jug, and you know, all these things, because it made sense to me that it was having a positive effect on the water. And so to me, when I look at a flask of bottle, I'm just seeing that what you're doing is that you're just taking that information, because I can grasp that there's information in all living things. And there's information that we aren't even beginning to understand, but that doesn't mean that it isn't there. And you're putting that information into the bottle so that it has the information that is now missing from tap water. We need to go to break, but we'll be right back with my guest, Brian Moores, president of Healthy Earth LLC, distributor for Flaska water bottles. And you can go to Flaska, FLASKAU.US to learn more about his bottles and buy one if you'd like. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Tad, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest is Brian Moores from Healthy Earth LLC, the U.S. distributor for Flaska water bottles. And again, his website is flaska.us. That's FLASKA. And Brian, let's talk a little bit about what the other alternatives are, like why people should be considering a Flaska bottle. Tell us a little about why it's not good to drink tap water and why it's not good to drink bottled water.
Well, as you mentioned earlier in your show, tap water contains a lot of toxins these days, and so we want to try to filter that water. Flaska doesn't do anything to filter the water, so we highly encourage, you know, some sort of filtration system, something that you're using in your house, and if you're out and about, you know, you're going to some place that has those, a lot of places like airports are showing those filtered water, you know, refill areas that you can refill your portable water bottle. And obviously we encourage that, but the next step is, you know, it is putting your water into flaska, you know, so that you again then take that filtered water and then restructure it. Now, you know, what are our options available? You know, the one thing that we probably use the most that every time we walk into a supermarket is we see cases and cases and cases of plastic water bottles. You know, so, you know, everyone is portable and on the go, and they like grabbing one of those water bottles and going with it. But the water inside that water bottle is, you know, I'm sure it's filtered. I'm sure they've, you know, done what they need to do on their side.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they just take tap water and they put it in the bottle.
Put it right in the bottle. You're absolutely correct. There are companies out there that do that. You know, so really you're taking, you know, your, you know, that bottle, and, you know, there's different bottles, plastic water bottles are out there, and I'm sure we've all heard of BPA. Obviously, BPA doesn't exist in glass, but it does exist in certain types of plastic. You know, and so those BPAs have been shown to, you know, leach into mm-hmm. different waters and such, and I'm sure you've talked about that, you know, during your show about water, you know, and so, you know, those are the things that we're trying not to, you know, we don't need to add other things into our, you know, into our bodies. Or, you know, we want to keep the water as natural and as pure as possible, so that, you know, we don't want to try flushing the toxins at the same time we're adding toxins. So, you know, we want to be adding some nice, good structured water into our bodies and letting the body naturally absorb or flush the way it was meant to.
One thing that I wanted to mention, excuse me, is one day I was doing some research about spring water, and I happened to come across a video where a spring water company, a bottled spring water company, was very proudly showing how the water got from the spring to the bottle. And it went through so much processing that, I mean, if all you were looking at was the purity, like, are there toxic chemicals in the water? Well, you could say, well, this water went straight from the spring where there were no pollutants into this bottle. But it went through such an industrial processing in terms of moving through all these pipes and heating and all these things that, knowing what I know about living water and structured water, that I could see that by the time that spring water got from the spring to the bottle, it wasn't the same water. Because
the structure was gone.
The structure was gone. It was very clear to me that the structure was gone. And so people, you know, they look at bottled water. So, yeah, it's good to, I mean, maybe the bottled water is better than what's coming out of your tap if, in fact, it's filtered or if, in fact, it comes from a spring. Because it is, I mean, spring water, if you could actually go to a spring, that is the most life-affirming water there is. I mean, in ancient times, springs were considered to be sacred because they were so valuable to life. And it's like such a difference between the idea of there being a sacred spring where you get your water for your health right directly out of the ground, to drinking polluted tap water. Is, I mean, it's just such a wide difference. But, yep. And so people say, well, okay, so I'll look for spring water in a bottle, but it's not the same as coming out of the ground. There's a spring in Mount Shasta, California. There's a spring that, it's in a public place. It's actually in a park, and anyone can go there with a bottle and fill it up and take it home and drink the water. And it's pure water coming right down from Mount Shasta. And I drank that water once, and it changed my whole perception of water when I drank that water that was right out of the ground, right out of the ground spring water. And that's the number one kind of water we should drink. But I would say a restructured water, like in a Flaska bottle, is like right next to that. Because what you're doing is that you're getting that same, Flaska is imparting that same kind of information that's in that spring water that's not going to be in a bottled spring water. It sounds kind of strange, I know, because you think, well, wouldn't that water directly from the spring be better than water that has been tap water that has been filtered and restructured? But no, the restructured water is actually closer to what's really in the spring than bottled spring water.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. We have a, funny that you mentioned a natural spring. My father's from Ashland, Wisconsin, and which is right on Lake Superior on a bay up there, and they have a natural spring that is constantly bubbling water up, and people come from everywhere to fill up their glass bottles because they know not to put it into plastic tumble, bring their plastic jugs. But you know, they'll just come every day and fill up from the spring because it's like you said, it's so life invigorating when you drink from
it.
This,
is that's the word, life invigorating. It really is.
It's crazy how it is. I mean, which is really, and as a kid, I drank that water and you went home and you drank your tap water and you went, boy, this is just wonderful. And that's what I, you know, that's what I recognized again when I was first introduced to Flasco. You know, it was,
yeah,
I had that taste and I went, wow, this is, you know, bringing back memories of, you know, of that natural spring water. And it, people go, you know, how could it really taste different? It's truly amazing that you really do notice a thing just different in the way the water just tastes. You know, it's crisper, it's cleaner, it's just,
It feels right in your body, huh?
right. There you go.
We need to go to break, but we'll be right back. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest is Brian Moores, and he's the U.S. distributor for Flasco water bottles. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Brian Moores. He's the U.S. distributor for Flasco water bottles. Brian, tell us more about the bottles themselves. So I know you have a lot of choices, and tell us when people go to your website, which is flaska.us. Is that it? Yep. And it's Flaska. Tell us what are the different bottles that you have available to choose from.
We have two different size portable water bottles, and what I mean by portable is something that you can carry with you and take, you know, either in the car or even on a trip through the airport and stuff. So, and those, the two sizes are half a liter or roughly about 17 ounces, and then 3/4 of a liter or roughly about 24 ounces. The water bottles themselves are totally made of glass. What we do is we use a wood stopper for the cork, I guess, in the bottle, and and that stopper is very, very watertight. I actually take my bottle full when I'm traveling, and I've set it right on top of my computer in my computer bag, and it's full and it lays there. And it hasn't yet leaked out onto my computer. So, you know, it's very, we've done a lot of research. We've gone through a few different styles of the stopper, and we feel we've kind of got the one that works the best. But anyways, we have the two different sizes, and then you have different styles of sleeves to choose from to help not only protect the bottle, but maybe add a little character. A little bit of your personality to the bottle. So we have neoprene sleeves, which have all kinds of different designs from owls to green leaves to surfboards. So really people buy those neoprene ones kind of based upon their personality.
Mm-hmm.
The other ones that we offer is, as you mentioned, the one that you have is a cork sleeve. And that one is a natural cork product. So that was manufactured so that will slide over the bottle, but it actually shows a little bit more of the bottle itself. So you get a little bit of the beauty of the bottle as well as the sleeve.
And also I want to mention about the cork is it has a little loop on it too. So it makes it really easy to carry that you can, you know, just slip your finger through the loop, or you could loop it, put it on your belt, or hang it from your purse strap or whatever. I like this one as a portable one.
Yeah, that one, yeah, those in the neoprenes, they have, like you said, they have that hook on it or loop on it. And people say all the time they're always carrying stuff in from their car into the house. And they'll put their Flasco bottle around their pinky. And like you said, it's not that heavy, even though it's durable glass and full. They'll loop it around their pinky and they're still carrying their bags of groceries in the house, and so it does make it very easy to carry in that regard. So people take it backpacking, they'll hook it onto the side of their backpack. So it does become a very, very transportable bottle. And then we also have some cotton, organic cotton sleeves, which are, again, something not quite as protective as the other sleeves, but again, it have a little bit of character. One of the sleeves we offer in the cotton is a strawberry sleeve, which is actually how Flashco was created. The CEO very quickly tell the story. The CEO actually was a strawberry farmer in Slovenia, and he wanted to figure out a way to increase his yield of strawberries and get a better strawberry. And so what he did is he started learning more about water and structured water, and he started irrigating the two sides of the field, one was unstructured, one was structured. And so we found out that the structured water, he was getting twice the yield, larger strawberries, more flavorful. And that's how Flashfit was developed. That's our little strawberry story that it all came about. So, and then it came turned into the Flashfit water bottle. So we have those sleeves. And the other thing we offer is we offer this home carafe, or it's called a Bowden jug.
That is absolutely gorgeous. I'm looking at the picture of it right now, and I want one of those.
Yeah, they are gorgeous. I have one in my refrigerator that I drink, when I'm here at home, or if I'm having dinner guests over, we put that right out onto the table. And I've actually had a few restaurants that are putting that into their restaurants. So I actually have a vineyard too that uses some to serve their little water in between wine samples. So that's been very exciting. And then we're constantly introducing new things and coming in this fall. I don't know if I should mention it or not here on the air, because it is a brand new product and it's something new. Maybe you should watch the website or my Facebook page. We're going to be introducing some new products again this fall for other members of your family.
Well, this is absolutely great. So tell us more about Glass. I see here that you're a member of Friends of Glass. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Friends of Glass is a movement that is trying to, get people from using all the plastics. Even though a lot of the plastics are recyclable, we're not doing enough to make sure that they're all being recycled. We're doing a lot of dumping. So the idea is to get people moving back into using glass or storage containers for, drinking out of, for, everything. Glass is the most, and you could read this, the most protective storage container vessel to be drinking. It's very natural. There's no toxins being released out of it. So we are very, proactive in that movement, because, it is about, being healthy. And universities, there's in their Friends of Glass, universities are completely banning plastic bottles in for kids to use at the universities. They don't want people buying from vending machines or in their cafeterias anything made of plastic, because it's not being disposed of properly, and it's not being, it's not providing any benefits to their students. So, again, there's a lot of movement there. So glass is just, it's just such a natural, such a clean product that, the other part of the reason that I got involved with Flashco is because of the fact that it's glass. It's really most natural product there.
I really agree. And if you think about it, I was just thinking about water and glass, and if you go to the beach, you've got a whole beach full of sand made out of that same material that then gets melted down into glass, water and sand. They just go together in nature. And anybody who's been to the beach, you probably have seen, beach glass where broken bottles have been, washed up on the beach, and they're all smooth, and they just break down and break down and break down into these little bits of sand. And It's just, it's a very natural thing. I just love it when there's a product like this that restores things back to their natural state rather than being something that's so far from nature.
Yeah, it is. It's a fantastic product, and I'm happy to be involved with it. I was happy to be able to take this on and to introduce this to as many people as I possibly can here in the United States. That's my goal. It's about nature and the environment and health and all of these different things. That's why I'm here with Slashka. We all think everyone gets in business to make money. That's there too. But, again, more importantly is the fact that we want people to be, aware of, the good things in nature. Let's go back to the nature and drinking good structured water is what it's all about.
Well, we only have about a minute and a half left of the show. Is there anything else that you'd like to say that we haven't covered?
Just the idea of drinking water, and I know you bring this up, Deborah, on your show. So many people, when I go to trade shows and I ask them, how much water do you drink a day? And they go, I don't drink water. I don't like the taste of water. When I drink water, I drink soda and all these other things. Really, we have to get back into drinking water.
I totally agree.
Yeah, the best thing for us. And I know, Deborah, that's why you and I are kind of connected. And there's that. It's just a very natural. It's the right thing for our bodies. Start doing it today. Start drinking water. If you can, drink structured water. There's different ways you can structure your water. One of the best ways is by using the flash bottle.
There's a book it's called Your Body's Many Cries for Water. And one of the things when I read that book some years ago, the thing that really struck me was that he said, of everything that you can drink, your body needs water. Your body needs water. And that's when I stopped drinking other things. And I just drink water, or I drink like herbal tea, green tea or something. But it's your body needs water. And that's the first thing that everybody should drink. And then if you want to drink something else, drink something else, but drink water. We have to go. Thanks so much for being with me, Brian. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd-Dubell.